Blog Talk Radio.
This is your boy, Rodney Perry. You are tuned in to Rodney Perry Live, and we got a great, great show lined up for you today. First of all, thank you to everyone who's ever listened to this show. If you've archived it, if you've emailed it to a friend, please know that Rodney Perry very much appreciated it. And yes, I did talk about myself in the third person. I do that from time to time because Rodney Perry respects what's going on in his life. You understand? So with that, we had a great show. A couple of thank yous before I get started today, man. Thank you to the Uptown Comedy Corner. Had a great time out there, man. Got a chance to hang out with my partners in crime, my brothers, John, JT Evans. My man Ryan Evans, who featured for me this weekend. Shouts out to Dee Dee Rainbow, who popped into town from L.A. and did some sets as well. And Byron Coleman came through. My younger brother came through and kicked it, man. It really, really does my heart good. So that was the weekend. We did that. Uptown was off the chain. Six great shows, packed crowds, and we had a really good time. And then Yesterday, we did the Peachtree Village International Film Festival. I, along with Ramona DeBro, we hosted the closing ceremonies. And, I mean, it was a great event. We honored Marla Gibbs. We honored Vivica Fox. Daryl Chill Mitchell was in the house. Full Force was in the house. Amari Harwick was in the house. Man, just a really great, great night. Natori Naughton was there. Brad James from Tyler Perry's new show was there. It's just a really incredible evening, man. And, you know, I think one thing that I took away from it more than anything is that we were talking about how all the great things in our respective journeys start very small. You know, as you go on your journey, it's not a big thing. You know, it's an idea. An idea, a lot of time, is just minute. But if you continue to nurture that idea like a piece of soil, like a seed, it'll grow. That thing will grow. That idea will grow into something big. So hopefully your ideas will flourish in the gigantic oak trees. And I'm excited about that. My announcement. I'm going to bring my mom on to make this announcement. I don't even know if she know this information yet. Mama, how you doing today?
I'm doing tired, but I'm glad to be alive.
I'm a little fatigued myself, and I could have some dirt in my face, so that's a good thing to wish. So this is the announcement, Mama. I don't know if you even know about this yet, but Rodney Perry has been named the host of the Bounce TV show Uptown Comic. I will be hosting season two. How'd that make you feel?
I'm so proud of you, Rodney.
I'm proud of myself.
Oh,
they
looking
at the people in the back. Yeah, they yelling for me, Mama.
I hear it. You know, I can tell you something else.
Yeah.
That was one of the professors from ITC that went over to one of these events of y'all this weekend. And, of course, I was sequestered in a crash course for 7 days, and I couldn't be with you this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But she came back talking about how both you and Ryan were so professional and how skilled you are as comedians. And how do you feel having celebrity sons? I said, well, I'm proud of them, but I remember the ass whooping I had to give them.
Right.
I mean, buttock beating.
They can be ass whoopings. That's what we get out over here on Rodney Perry Live. Now, Mama, you've been doing your thing over there. What do you think about that idea we talked about earlier? How everything kind of starts with, you know, an idea or something small that ends up being something like big or grand thing. If you look at Tyler Perry, I'm sure he didn't know that he would be a media mogul. you know, 15 years
no
down
idea.
The line.
He had no idea, and there's no way for him to know it. It was an impossibility that God made possible. If you track black and white, it's not a racial thing now. If you track black and white, pink, orange, green, purple, without people, you will find that every successful person came out of humble beginnings, every one of them. And so you know where we came from, and you know how far God has brought us individually and collectively. So you just spoke truth. That's all you keep talking truth.
Wow. Now, of course, what else is going on? I'm headed to Orlando coming up, Mama. Well, we're shooting Uptown Comic this weekend coming. So that's this weekend coming. We'll be shooting 12 episodes of a TV show right here in Atlanta. That will be Saturday, Sunday, and Monday this weekend. So if you want tickets, you feel free, shoot me an email. My email is rodney@rodneyperry.com, and we'll funnel you to the right places, myself or Madeline. And also, I'm doing the Tom Joyner family reunion, Mama. So we're going down to Orlando, Florida. It's an all-family weekend, great, great atmosphere, seminars, great people. And want to send some prayers out to Omarosa. Omarosa, and she was with what's the man's name, the big man, the
Donald Trump.
No, not Donald Trump. Her boyfriend. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up. Omarosa and Michael Clark Duncan. Yeah, Michael Clark
okay.
Duncan had a heart attack, and it, you know, of course, he's in tip top shape, but it was this phantom heart attack that just came out of nowhere. A couple of things happen that generate heart attacks. Either you can have it, you know, through heart failure and your heart not working properly, or you can have what they call like electrical issues and it shock your heart into a heart attack. And that's what happened to him. It's just random. It happens sometimes to people, and sending prayers out to them. So it's almost time to get ready to get this show in full swing today. We got some great actors and singers coming on today, Mama. Who is your favorite singer?
You already know.
Who is? Come on, tell it to me. Just humor me.
The dynamic, Mr. Al Green, yeah.
Now, this is what I've never asked you. What's your favorite Al Green song?
Love and Happiness.
Love
make you
want to
do right, want to do wrong.
Why that song, though?
Because that's what we need to focus on in our walk, in our journeys, in our trials and tribulations. That's the only thing that keeps us going as a
something that always can make you do wrong, make you do right.
Oh, yeah.
Love
here it comes. Hey, this is the part right here.
Get it.
Love and happiness. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. It's going to be a crazy show today. Got some great people coming in on the lines, and guess what? You are here. We can't do it without y'all. So y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. When we get back, we're going to get into the show. It's Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Mama, that's your song,
what
ain't
up,
it?
I love you, Rodney.
I love you, too. Hang on.
What's up, everybody around the world? Thanks for tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Remember to follow Rodney on Twitter, @RodneyPerry. And for all of your Rodney Perry updates, text Rodney Perry with no spaces to 41411. Again, to stay up to date, text Rodney Perry with no spaces to 41411.
Attention all aspiring comedians. Do you think you're funny? Do you have what it takes to be a comedian? Come out to the Green Room Actors Lounge, 25D Bennett Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309, and attend the Never Deny Improv class with comedian actor Mr. Rodney Perry every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to rodneyperry.com or thegreenroomactorslounge.com. See you there.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Rodney Perry. Again, you're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Man, this show is going to be so off the chain today. And the question I'm posing to the audience, to y'all listening, is who is your favorite artist? who is the person that you, man, if they come to town, you got to pick up, you got to get your girl, you got to get your man, and you got to go see them? Like, for me, that's Anthony Hamilton. Anthony Hamilton is not a game to Rodney Perry. He got so many great songs, and I think, and let me pose this question to Mama, because, Mama, I think the reason I like Anthony Hamilton is he reminds me of Al Green.
Yeah, well, the reason I like Al Green is he reminds me of your Uncle John. He looks just like him.
Yeah, Uncle John. Favorite uncle. God rest his soul.
Yeah, he looks like John, Uncle John. That's what he looks like.
He sure does. He really does, now that you mention it. So, hey, Mama, let's get to the show. Hey, the lines are open. Call us up, 718-305-6383. If you want to holler at me, if you want to holler at one of the guests, just let Miss Madeline know. She will let you know, and we're going to have a good time today. It's about to be so off the chisel. So, I'm waiting for my little browser refresh. Who is this right here sitting on the line? You on live with Rodney Perry, 510. Who calling from Oakland, Bay Area? Oh, you just listening? Okay, you ain't got to say nothing to me. Hey, y'all. So I want to know. So I told y'all one of my favorites, and I tell you what, this is what we're gonna do. This is what we're gonna do. Y'all is not ready for me today. We about to completely get it in. I'm gonna have my man come on later. Tony Terry will be on later in the show. One of the coldest guys ever to touch the microphone. But I want y'all to tell me, outside of Kanye West, who is on this joint? It's Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live.
Yeah. This is the real one, baby.
I'm telling you, I love
Shy Town Stand Up. Southside, we gon' set this party off right. Self-conscious. She has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money, but she won't drop out. Her parents to look at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, get out of state on her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new pairs. Cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis. So long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise. I'm so self-conscious. That's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses and drove me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing. Pass that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this. Just to be like, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. We live in the American dream. The people have stuff, got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest thing. But the road to riches and diamond rings. Time because they hate us. Floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we a suit. Even if you in a bench, you still in a coupe. Come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, I say the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. Cause they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack hit by crack. And the white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that. I went to Jacob with 25,000 before I had a house, and I do it again. Cause I wanna be on 106 and far, pushing the bins. I wanna act for all of it like it's all terrific. I got a couple past due bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all subconscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down,
bell. Save my life.
Y'all, this your boy Roddy Perry. You tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. That's my man Kanye West. But who is that singing on that joint? Can anybody tell me that? Call in right now, 718-305-6383. You want to holler at me? Hit the number one. Tell me, can you tell me who that was singing on that joint? I know my mama don't know. I'm going to ask her. I know she don't know. Mama, who you think that was singing on that?
Oh, I have no idea.
I ain't think you knew at all. You ain't trying to do that.
All these new up and coming guys and girls, but they are doing they're doing good in terms of conveying messages. That's the man about we put on these clothes on the outside to hide what's inside.
They do definitely be breaking it down. Now you know we had a great conversation the other day, and shouts out to look my son. Mr. Revenue Hefner. You know that's his new name, Mama.
Oh.
Devin.
Devin. Definitely.
Yeah. Revenue.
My only grandson, whatever he does is cool. I ain't
Revenue
that.
Hefner. He's on track. He's getting in school. So very, very proud of the work he's putting in. He got some brand new pictures I got to send you to him. He took some pictures yesterday, and he is definitely getting it in. I'm excited about his next chapter. If you will.
You know, I used to check him at the door every night he came in from school.
You used to check him?
I checked his hands for reefer marks.
Well, did
said,
you grind anything?
Yeah, if you smoke reefer, your thumb's going to have marks on it.
See, I don't know nothing about that. I never really partaked in that.
He was clean every night. I didn't ever bust him.
That gun.
Just one night he was stagging a little bit.
All right, Mama, hold on. Hold on, you on the line. 219, you hit the number one. You got something? Who your favorite artist?
Selena Johnson.
Wait a minute. Selena Johnson is your favorite artist?
Yes, she is.
And so wait a minute. Let me play this again. Because maybe you say you know who was on this joint, this Kanye joint.
Yes, I do.
How do you know so much about Selena Johnson?
From the Shy, honey. We're from the Shy.
Where from the Shy, though?
South side of Chicago.
Okay. You know, I'm right there. You know, we from Chicago. South side. Grew up on 126th and State, you know.
All right. 106th and Vernon.
Wow, look at that. Well, I grew up on 126th and State.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, man, I went to Carver High School, man. It's crazy because you start, you know, you grow up, you're a grown person, and you start really connecting. First of all, people from Chicago is everywhere. We everywhere.
That's true.
All over the country. It's somewhere right now. It's a dude from Chicago and Bangladesh stepping in the sand.
I believe you, too.
Now, where you calling from, 219? You in Illinois?
No, I'm right outside Gary, Indiana. I'm in Maryville.
Oh, you in Maryville. I know Maryville. You got a casino over there. Got that little theater.
Yeah.
I did that a few years ago with Damon Williams.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that area. So, all right, well, thanks for calling in. What's your name, sweetie?
My name is Lene.
All right, well, we waiting on my girl right now to call in. Miss Selena Johnson going to be my guest today on the show. And you know what? Since you called in, I'm about to give you. Now, Selena about to drop her new album. It's Chapter 5, right? But one of my favorite joints came off Chapter 3.
Okay.
See, you don't know nothing about this. Me and my wife done got it in many a night to this song called Slowly. Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. You're tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. Hey, tell her how we get down in Chi-Town.
Oh, we get all the way down. Let's go.
Slowly, y'all.
Smile.
It's your boy Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. This song is so off the chain. When I tell you, me and my wife done laid up into this one so many times. And I like it because it tell you what to do. If you're a man, sometimes you be confused. You don't know what to do. And this tell you, slow it down, homeboy. Chill out. Don't rush up in here. Calm your nerves. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to Selena Johnson. She's calling in today. And you know, I never assume somebody like something bad happened, you know. But I know she going to call in. We're going to get her in. And we got my man Tony Terry. And let's not forget my man Ed Hartwell calling in. They got a great project they want to talk about as well. So we're about to get it in. Let me open the lines up, man. This is your show. This is Rodney Perry Live. My name on it, but it's your show. Let me see. They tell me this young lady, Sharon, is one of Selena's biggest fans. Sharon, you on?
Yes.
What's up? They tell me you one of Selena's biggest fans.
Yes, I was just calling to find out if she was coming anywhere near Detroit, Grand Rapids area.
All right, you know what? I'm going to check with her because, you know, she got the brand new reality show. And so, you know, I know she's going to be hitting the road and banging that out real soon.
Yeah, I see they already been doing live festivals and concerts all over. So,
man, I think these ladies, these divas, I had a chance to go to the party, you know, that TV One put on for the show coming out, the debut. And when I tell you the show looks great, all the women look incredible. And let me tell you something, they sang on this show.
Yeah, well, all of them have incredible voices. I didn't know who Nikki Gilbert was. I had to look her up for a minute until I found
the Nikki Gilbert from Brownstone.
Yeah, when I found the video, but she got long hair now. She did have short hair back in
right.
the day. She looked
different. Yeah, she didn't drop a couple babies and everything. So, you know, we all look a little different a couple years later.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Cool. Hey, look, hang on the line. Selena coming in in a little while. Oh, my God, man, the lines is heating up. This show about to go to a whole nother level. Hey, Sharon, thank you for calling in. Hang on. Hey, I gotta let my man in. Comedian T. Ray Sanders, you on the line, man. We asking folks today about they favorite song. Who is your favorite artist, dog?
Man, my favorite artist is R. Kelly, bro.
You don't know nothing about Kelly?
Man, bro, please, I feel so.
Wait a minute, out of all R. Kelly songs, that's the first one pop in your head?
That's the first one. I feel so freaky tonight, baby.
I see you had to back off that other note, that second note.
Yeah, I had to leave that alone. I've tracked with that up.
Now, T-Ray, man, for those, a lot of people don't know your story, man. Your story is incredible, and we definitely going to have you on the show to talk about it in its entirety. But you had you got an incredible road story. Now, if y'all been listening to the show, I submitted over my Facebook and my Twitter page for wild road stories. Give me the quick 60 seconds of what happened to you.
February 2010, a promoter put me in a motel. Some guys tried to rob me after a comedy show. Two guys tried to rob him, one for 9mm, one with a 380.
Wow.
Yep. I was in a motel where you open the door and you're in the parking lot.
Exactly. Wow.
And I fought him off and I survived 5 bullets.
Wow, man. That ain't nothing but God, man. That ain't nothing but God.
Nothing but God, bro. That's right. Thank you, Lord. That's my testimony I use around the world, man.
Hey, man, and not only that, not only has this gentleman got a credible story, but he's knocked down funny. So, T-Ray, man, I just wanted to bring you on the line, man, and show some love, but I got to get to my guests today. They are coming in here in full effect, you understand me? And it's about to be so crazy. So, look, thank you for calling. And look, listen for the next couple of weeks, y'all. We're going to have T-Ray on with his incredible road story because so many things happen to us when we're on the road that a lot of times you might be ashamed to talk about if you get robbed or something or somebody stick you up or, you know, some guys, you know, invite women to their room and get, you know, women steal their stuff or whatever. So anything can happen when you're on the road. And then there's some great funny things that happen too. So we're going to have a show completely dedicated to the crazy stuff that happens on the road. All right, now, I can't do a show on the radio talking about music without getting musically with my next guest. Now, I know he's listening, so I'm gonna take my time with this one. You understand? Because first of all, you can't even begin to talk about this dude without this song right here. One of the coldest love songs ever made.
Just like that.
This is what you get married to. Up next, y'all, Tony Terry. One of the coldest songs ever written, ever performed. And this is the thing. If you ain't never seen Tony do it live, please stab yourself in the throat, because Tony Terry flat out, you know what? I know he's sitting there and he on the phone. He going, why don't he just talk to me? How come Rodney Perry got to sing my praises? Tony, you know I'm silly, first of all, but I got to bring on. This is your life, Tony Terry moment. Kenyatta Bryant, you on Rodney Perry Live.
Hi, Rodney. Hi, Tony.
Don't even say nothing to Tony yet. I got to ask you a question.
Go ahead. Ask me a question.
Now, Kenyatta.
Yes.
You had a unique opportunity to work with Tony Terry, Mr. Ed Hartwell, fabulous cast. Talk to me about Tony Terry, the actor.
Gosh, Tony Terry is phenomenal. My first time being in rehearsal with him, he came in such a humble presence. Oh, my gosh, I was just humbled by the experience. But with his clout, his experience, he didn't let it go to his head. He was just, you know, friendly, down to earth with everyone. Just an awesome all-around person.
Ain't he a good dude? Well, Kenyatta, hold on, because it's time to bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, put your hands together. Man, I ain't going to say this about nobody else, Tony, but I'm jealous because you in shape, dog. I'm talking about Tony got to be about 86. He still got abs. He looks incredible. He sounds better than that. Tony Terry, man, thank you for coming on today, dog.
Come on, man. Cut it out. And you know what? And listen, I don't know if you remember this, but we were on a cruise together. This was years
ago. I knew you were
going
to tell this story.
You know,
I told my assistant, Tony is going to tell this story.
You know, I'm on the boat getting ready to do my little. I wasn't quite in shape yet. But I was, you know, I'm doing my thing, and I'm wearing my real low V-neck joints. And I hear, you know, I ain't go to the show the night before, but I hear, yo, man, Roddy tore you a new one last night. Boy, I was like, what'd I do? He was like, hey, no. Tony Terry got titties, y'all. He's like cleavage. I was like, what?
all that his tone was jealousy, man. You such a physical specimen, and then you can't hate on Tony Terry because he's such a nice guy.
Yes.
Hey, man. Listen, man. I'm gonna tell you. First of all, Rodney, I want to congratulate you on, you know, the things that you've done and the things that you're doing. You got your own show, of course. You know, the Monique situation. You know, I'm really proud of you, bro.
Wow. Thank you, man. Thank you so much, Tony, man. And, you know, it's getting a chance to, you know, to sit in on, you know, table reads with people like Tony Terry. This is what people don't know. It ain't a whole lot that you can't do. Talk to me. You know, I asked Kenyatta, talk to me about Tony Terry, the actor, man. And what's your approach as an actor?
Well, you know, honestly, I started out doing theater even, well, you know, I've always been a singer. I mean, I've been singing, you know, since early childhood. But in terms of my discipline, it really started for me in theater. And so, you know, I went to the Duke Ellington School of the Arts in D.C.
Wow.
And at the time, it was very much like Fame, like the Fame experience. So, you know, we were the misfits. We were the talented kids that didn't fit into the regular public schools, but we were dedicated to the craft. And, you know, our school days were like 12, 13, 14 hours, not because that was the length of the school day. It was just that after school, we didn't want to go home because we were still rehearsing and practicing. And I've taken that work ethic of, you know, leaving the ego at the door and coming in and showing up with your craft. I've taken that with me through the years, and I think it has served me really because I think people don't expect me to, or anyone, any celebrity, to come in and be humble and ready to roll up their shirt sleeves and ready to work without a whole lot of attitude. And I don't bring that. I mean, you know, I know when to turn the attitude on when it's time.
Come on now.
It's about the work, when it's about the work, it is about the work. You know, we're doing this piece, The Prodigal Daughter, which is very intense. It's a very intense piece. You know, we're telling the story about a young lady in church, a Christian lady in church, who gets wrapped up in an adulterous relationship with a man.
Uh-oh, that sounds like that's right up my alley.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you know what, Tom? I got the cast is online. Let me do this because y'all, this the name of the play is what?
The Prodigal Daughter.
The Prodigal Daughter. Now you can't have a prodigal daughter without Dana Perry.
Right.
The playwright, the young lady. Hold on, let me get Dana. Dana, you on live. It's Roddy Perry live. Dana, first of all, I like your last name.
We may be related.
Now, you know, let me tell you something. All the Perry men I know is wild. So, yeah.
How you doing? Thank you for having me on the show. Hi, Tony.
Hey, what's up, Dana?
So you can't just say hi to Tony. We got Cunyetta on the line. And let's not forget my man, Ed Hartwell, just checked in. What's up, Ed?
Oh, what's up, baby?
Hold on. This is a big powwow. We talking about
hi,
the prodigal daughter.
Hi,
we got
Dana.
Everybody.
Hi, Ed. I didn't know y'all were on the line.
What's up, dude?
Yes.
So, Ed, hold on. Kenyatta, hold on. Tony, hold on. I'm putting everybody on hold, but I got to talk to Miss Perry. Now, Miss Perry, give me where the inspiration for this piece came from. And we started, before you answer that, we started earlier talking about how things come from very small beginnings and like a seed. And talk to me about the seeds you planted to end up with people like Tony Terry, you know, Kenyatta Bryant, Ed Hartwell performing your words.
Well, I mean, this is a true story. I wrote this book. Actually, the book is called The Other Woman, Lessons Learned. And I wrote it about 3 years ago, and it's a memoir that chronicles my relationship with a married man. So this is real stuff. This is the stuff that I pulled out of my imagination. This is actually an experience that I went through, and I decided that I wanted to take the message of restoration and forgiveness to a broader audience. You know, everyone isn't into reading. They don't read. So I thought a stage play would be the next best thing to do in order to accomplish that.
Right. So at the end of the day, you just wanted to get your word out.
I did. It was a very tumultuous time for me. Tony said, I'm a church girl. It was just completely out of character for me to even go down this road. And the lessons that I learned in the process were just overwhelming. They really were. And I wanted to share that with other women that were possibly in very similar situations or even contemplating a situation like this.
Well, now you wrote it. This is autobiographical. It's about you. But you're not playing yourself. I'm about to bring Sylvia. Sylvia, you're on live. This is Rodney Perry Live. Sylvia, what's it like to play someone that wrote the piece? She's sitting there looking at you. Every day, you know, what's it like for her, for you to, is it helpful to have that reference point, or is it something that you like was a fear point?
Well, first of all, hey, Rodney, how are you?
What's up,
Bill? Nice to talk to you. I have a little cold, so hopefully you can understand what I'm saying.
No,
I thought
you was Willie. I'm sorry.
No, I'm doing my Lauren Bacall, you know.
Your old white woman. Okay, good.
Old white woman. hey, Dana. It's an honor, actually. I mean, you know, Dana is just so real. She's so transparent. She has been so forthcoming about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the whole situation. And as an actor, for me, it is it's a privilege to be able to, you know, walk up to the actual living, breathing person and have them be able to sort of, you know, infuse and give you the information that you need, questions that I couldn't ask if I were playing, you know, Lena Horne or somebody who's no longer with us. So I can literally go up to Dana, call Dana, and say, in this moment, what was happening in this moment? Now, obviously, you know, I'm an actress, and there's going to be certain elements of, you know, sort of my acting style and my abilities that will, you know, be present. But my whole thing, honestly, is just allowing myself to, as much possible, to just, you know, empty myself and fill myself up with the character. In this case, that would be Dana, and allowing her to see herself walk it out, you know, as an audience member.
I love it. All right. Hold on, Sylvia. I got to find out. Ed, we got Ed Hartwell, NFL, great, on the line. Ed, who do you play in this? And before you answer that, Ed, you are an athlete. You know what I'm saying? We done seen you in reality shows. Everything we see, you've been real life. What's it like for you now to be in this fantasy world? And is this something that you always wanted to do?
You know what? I have a ball doing it. I've always told myself as a kid I wanted to play football and I wanted to do some acting. And the time when I actually had got injured for a minute in football, I took that time to actually take classes and learn how to do it the correct way. And then the good thing about it is being in the locker room, a lot of people not in the locker room, but it's so much laughter and joking and we mimicking people that it actually carries over, so it actually helps. the jitters that you get from crowds and all that stuff. I've had those jitters playing football in front of 70,000, 100,000 people, millions of people watching. So you learn how to forget about the crowd and just deliver whatever you're delivering, whether it be you on the field playing football or you on the stage or in front of a camera acting out a piece. So it's definitely something that I wanted to do for a long time and that I've been doing. I've done some different plays, done some sitcoms, and, you know, just want to press forward with it.
Well, who are you playing in this piece, dog? You the one that – break this down, because I know all the dudes has got to be off the chain.
Hey, well, you know, I play a guy by the name of Alexander. And I'm going to keep this real sweet. I'm the guy that comes in and takes Tony Perry's woman.
Wait a minute, Tony Terry. Tony Terry, you telling me you let Ed Hartwell take your lady?
Hey, you did say this was a fantasy, right?
Yes.
you know, you don't rule the world with that song, but you know, I'm just playing the world.
Hey, no, listen. Listen, man. My character, you know, my character is a player to the bone. And really, you don't understand that he is, you won't really get the personal side of what really happened to this guy until the end of the show, when he gets to do a monologue to explain why he is the way that he is.
To break down his pimpitude.
And when he's doing that, when he does that, then the human side of him comes out, because up until that point, you know, here's a guy who wants to have two women.
Yeah.
He wants to have it, and, you know, he's always been that way. He's never been any different. And, you know, he's rotated women his whole life, and then he finds out even his current wife was his chick on the side.
Wow.
He was married when he got with her. So, you know, this guy is just this is who he is. And so ultimately, you know, when he leaves, and he's leaving because, you know, he thinks, you know, he just can't stand to see his woman, you know, not be his woman, and he's just going to step off and to get himself together, only to realize that, you know, hey, he should have had it together all along, and that he lost a good thing, and you know, I think that at the end of the show that we realize, you know, this character, you know, who we initially might like, later learn to not like at all, but then he redeems himself. I believe that he redeems himself at the end of the show with his monologue. It's really a powerful show, very emotional, and one of the things that I really enjoy is that we have, you know, first of all, Dana is trusting us with her life.
Yeah.
She's trusting us with her life. And then on top of that, I have a brilliant co-lead with Sylvia. And I really appreciate her. She's a fine actress. She trusts me as an actor, which is very, very important. Because
right.
we have some very intimate moments that we have to play out on stage. And, you know, because we trust each other, we're both married and have families, but because we trust each other as actors, we allow ourselves to go, and it's not like we're playing at it. We take.
But do you be looking over your shoulder, Tony? Because I know Miss Tony Terry, she don't really play that.
And you know, right?
She is really not a game.
I have been guilty of looking around to just make sure she was not in the building. No, I'm just kidding. You know, my wife really understands what this is that I do, and so does Sylvia's husband, which I think he's an awesome guy, and he's now in the show.
I love it, man. Let's do this. Hold on for a second, Tony. We talked to this young lady earlier, but I don't know what her character is. The name of the play is The Prodigal Daughter. You can go to the website www.theprodigaldaughter.com. I know some of y'all don't spell that good. It's PRODIGAL daughter, DAUGHTER.info. www.theprodigaldaughter.info. Kenyatta.
Hi.
Am I saying it probably Kenyatta or Kenyatta?
Kenyatta.
Kenyatta.
Yes, you said it right. Yes.
Kenyatta Bryant, who do you play in this play? Tell me about your character.
I am Cassandra. I am the wife of Mr. Tony Terry.
Oh,
and
wait a minute.
Hold on.
Stop right there. Wait a second. Tony Terry, wait. What are you doing in this play? You got all the women.
Well, see, what happened was.
Kenyatta. Go ahead. Tony's wife.
Yeah, I played the wife of Mr. Tony, and I basically have to contend with the beautiful Miss Sylvia Manning taking my husband, you know, from me, or me feeling like she's taking
somebody
my
need to send me a picture of Sylvia, because she must be fine as all get out. Madeline, send me a picture of this Sylvia character. I need to see this one, because this sounds like, and I know Kenyatta ain't nothing to sneeze at these. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Yeah, so that's basically my dad. I play as his wife. Struggling with, you know, this other relationship that he has on the side. I can deal with, you know, everybody else, but the fact that he's in love with Dana is just way too much for me to bear.
That would be a little monkey wrench in your relationship, being in love with somebody else.
Yeah. Yes. And I have to face the harsh reality that he's not letting her go and he's not letting me go either.
Well, you know, we've been there many times, many. I think we all have been there. So I tell you what we're going to do. The play is about to get up and running. Let me bring on this dude. I know him. He actually produced one of my DVDs. The DVD that's out on the streets right now. Where is it? I'm trying to find a copy. Anyway, we became acquainted many years ago over there when I was doing Who's Got Jokes, and I met this dude, and he was a cool stand-up guy, and he is one of the producers on this project, Marvin Hayes. What's going on, Marvin?
What's up, Rodney?
Man, first of all, man, thank you for allowing your cast to come on and kick it with me today. Man, how you put together such a great cast, and how did you and Dana get together, you know, with this particular project?
Well, Dana, Rodney, first I wanted to say thank you so much. Thank you for bringing us on. I really have been blessed to have you as a friend and as a business associate, and I just want to say once again, just thank you. How I came about this project was Dana reached out to me, just networking, putting the pieces together. She had a book, so she adapted to a stage play, and we just came together. The foundation was, hey, well, Tony, let's get Tony aboard, and you know, that's what I do. I start putting the pieces to the puzzle, this production, and here we are today. We got Sylvie on, got Ed on. We are rolling. We are engaged in this stage play for excellence.
Now, who surprised you the most as an actor? Was it Tony? Was it Ed? Was it Dana? Kenyatta? Was it Sylvia? Who was you sitting as a producer sitting in the cut like, oh my God, we got a hit?
Well, you know, this is a play for a ministry for women, but as I sit back, I am a guy. I am gearing towards with Tony right now. It is so emotionally. There and hey, we just put the pieces together, Rodney, and it comes this way.
Okay. I love it, Marvin. Hey, I gotta also hold on. I got the picture coming in right now of Sylvia. Hold on, let me get Sylvia back on the line. You're on the
Rodney.
Line,
Rodney.
Yeah,
Rodney.
Hi, Rodney.
I just want to let everyone know about the Franskies. This Friday to meet Ed, to meet Sylvia, to meet Tony, 5 o'clock, 5 to 7, happy
right.
hour.
Right here in Atlanta.
Franskies, right here in Atlanta, Friday.
Right in Atlanta.
We are pumping it. All the ladies come. From
Make
nail
it.
Shops,
okay.
Hair shops, you know, babysitter, put your babies in to the babysitters. Come on down and meet the cast. Your
okay.
Tickets.
See, look, it go to promote. He sounded like Don King then, didn't he, y'all? Only in America. This Friday, break skis. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be crazy, magnanimous. You don't want to bleed. I love it. Tony, Dana, Sylvia, all your phones are open. It's a amazing project that you guys embarked on. Dana, I'll pose this question to you. This is a faith-based project, am I right?
It is.
Now, are you afraid to tackle this subject matter inside of that genre, inside of that area?
people ask me that all the time, and I'm not, because Christians, we're real people. Real issues, real struggles, real sins, real demons that we fight on a daily basis. So, you know, it's time for the church to get its head out the dirt and really deal with the issues head on in a very, you know, just in-your-face type of way, because people are hurting. People are dying, people right on the pew, because we fail to make our messages relevant. And one of the things that I wanted to chime in that Tony said about his character, I did not want David to come across as a womanizing jerk, even though that is a part of his personality. But he's a human being, you know, and he had issues and shortcomings and failures and disappointments in his own personal life. So it was important to me that we portrayed that in this story, because, like I said, we all have issues, and we all have things in that we've done that we are not proud of, and things that may currently be in our lives that we're not proud of. But at the end of the day, I want everyone to understand that God is forgiving, and he's gracious, and he's kind. And so, no, I don't lose any sleep about what the church has to think or what people have to say in this genre, because simply they just need to wake up and be real.
Hey, Tony, I'll give you a last word, man. Tell me about this piece and just how, what it means to you personally.
Well, you know, first of all, again, let me say that I think that Dana is very brave to tackle this subject in such a public manner, and, again, to trust us with telling the story. I think it's really important that, you know, we shine the light on real issues, real life issues, because it's so easy to, you know, make fun of ourselves. I mean, you know, in theater, so often it happens that the things that are presented to us are shine us, show us in a light of buffoonery, and do not really tackle real life. And I think that this show really embraces that. I mean, it is a true story. It's very emotional. It will be an eye opener, or it might even repel some people, because some people might be like, "Oh, really?" But the fact that it's a true story means that we can honestly grab onto it, and the emotion is genuine, and it's not so hard to. I mean, I'm married, so you know the ups and downs of being married. I'm happily married, but the ups and downs of being married, you know, allow me the room, the parameters to tell the story with honesty.
I love it, man. Hey, y'all, that's my man Tony Terry. Good God. Hold on. I just opened up Sylvia Manning picture, Tony. Good Lordy, Miss Claudia. Sylvia, look at you with your fine self.
Roddy, you are crazy. I have two. I know Tony had the last word. I just wanted to say one other thing, that this cast, we're so blessed to have a piece of material that is so raw and so honest, and have a writer in Dana that allows us the freedom to flex, you know, artistically. And the way Tony's playing David is not one-dimensional. There are little glimmers of humor and likability. I mean, you know, she fell in love with him because there were things about him to fall in love with, and he fell in love with her, even though that wasn't his plan. And it's just so much fun to watch this whole thing unfold. And I just wanted to just kind of just tell everybody, Marvin, everybody, that we are so blessed and excited to be a part of it. It's just been an absolute joy. And I hope everybody can come see it, because you will leave with something to talk about, for sure. For sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ed, you on, man. What's your word on this piece, man? Give it to him. You know, because Marvin is over there flipping over. I know he want to go do his Don King again.
Well, you know, I just want to just put it out there that we all have our trials and tribulations in life, but a lot of people won't put it out, and that's what God wants us to do. We go through things so that we can help others, and in helping others, then it helps stop that whole cycle from going on. So you definitely come out to the plate, you're going to laugh, you're going to cry. It's a lot of things that's going to happen that's going to touch your life, and you know, I'm just glad to be a part of it.
I love it. Kenyatta?
I'm here.
How you doing, babe? What's your take on this joint? I'm giving everybody a shot.
I'm so blessed and honored to be a part, to work with such great cast members. There's so many Danas out there in the world that hasn't been brave enough to tell their story. Miss Perry, she's just an amazing playwright, an amazing person. I know God has anointed her for such a time as this, and I'm just so happy to be a part.
Well, let me throw this out there, Miss Dana Perry. Let me throw this out there. I know this going to be a feature film, you know. Can I look for this same cast, or are you going to kick these folks to the curb and get Denzel? Hello? Hello? Dana. I lost Dana. Let me ask Marvin. Did I lose him? Oh, well. Hey, y'all. You know I'm just acting a fool. Look, Tony, man, I want to thank you, first of all, for coming on and bringing the whole cast. The name of the play is The Prodigal Daughter. You can go to the website, theprodigaldaughter.info. And this week, Tony, you guys will be right here in Atlanta at Frank's Keys?
We'll be on Friday. We'll be at Frank's Keys promoting the show. And then, hey, I'm just going to do this last little plug because I'm going to be here on the first at Wolf Creek. I'm going to be here on the first at Wolf Creek with Fantasia, Drew Hill, and Joe. So get your ticket.
Oh, man, I know you're going to tear that up. hey, I said it before we started the show. If you haven't seen Tony Terry live, you ain't seen a show. Man, I saw you, man. We was on that Tom Joyner cruise, and the boat almost tipped over when Tony started hitting notes. And that's the real. Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, Tom, man.
You know
thank
what,
you
really
so
interesting.
Much.
One more footnote. What's really interesting about this piece that we're doing, that it is not a musical. I'm not singing. This is a dramatic piece. It's about the acting. It's about the story that's being told. It's not a musical, but it is a very, very entertaining piece. And I really do hope people take this opportunity and come on out and support The Prodigal Daughter.
Hey, man, we had some calls. I'm sorry we couldn't get to. Shouts out to Big Meech in the chat room listening. Road to Stardom Radio. Yeah, Big Meech tried to call in. I'm sorry I missed you, Big Meech, but I wanted to make sure that we gave this play the service that it needed. So I wanted to make sure everybody got on and got an opportunity to chat. Man, I'm excited to see it. I love the producing team. I love the writing team, and I love the acting team. Great job, everybody. The name of the play is The Prodigal Daughter, and look out in the distance, and that young lady coming home might be your daughter. Hey, my name is Rodney Perry. Y'all have a great, great day. That's our show. Y'all been off the chain. That's it. You know what I'm going to leave y'all with? I'm going to play this again. You can't play When I'm With You enough. It's Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live.
Hi, this is Kim Nelson Ingram. Make sure you check out my show, The Help Desk, on Thursdays at 3 o'clock Eastern. That's noon in the West. On The Help Desk, we talk about anything and everything that's helpful, from fitness tips to finances to keeping things spicy in the kitchen and in the bedroom. Hit me up on Twitter at Kim Nelsing if you want to help or if you need some. That's KimNelsing. Kim Nelsing. I'm Kim Nelson Ingram, and you're listening to Rodney Perry Live.
That love is gone.